Well, I think it's primarily uncomfortable. It is hard work. I mean, you have to understand that all the effort, all the power comes from the shoulders and a bit of the arm. So after a while, these things do tire a bit. But it is exhilarating to be here, to be in Dubai, to be able to go through the streets of Dubai in a hand cycle, free of cars. It's a beautiful experience.
And you've only been paralyzed, what, I think, for 3 or 4 years now.
Correct.
So with an accident here, tell us what happened and how you came to, what was your decision to say, right, I now want to compete in wheelchair marathons?
So I had an accident in 2009. No, you see, I don't even remember. That's how good it is. I had an accident in 2009 on a motocross in the desert. And obviously traumatic experience. I was lucky in a way that I realized what had actually hit me exactly at the time that it happened. As I lay there in the sand, it was June, as I lay there in the warm sand, I knew that something really drastic had happened. I mean, I could see just so many stars above my head. And I thought, okay, something's bad. So I started touching myself, you know, touching my legs, seeing if everything's okay. My neck was turning, so it was fine. But as I was touching my legs, no feeling. Go up all the way to my chest. And this is where I said to myself, a voice said to me, this is your new reality. And from then onwards, I kind of accepted my disability. I'm not saying that it's not hard. I'm not saying that it's not extremely painful and extremely hard work. And there's a lot to it beyond not being able to walk. But having positive people around you and being positive yourself, aiming for something, does help. And this is where sports came into the picture. I realized, and this is really the message, the most important message, I realized that through sports you can become just what you were. Sports helps you physically and mentally keep strong. Sports is a way of just realizing that you belong again, that you are paralyzed, but you're not less.
And here in Dubai, the profile of the sport, not as high as it was like. So what you do is, in a way, trying to help people in the Middle East realize that being disabled is not a hindrance.
Absolutely not a hindrance. And there are two things. There are a couple of things that are limiting, you know, disabled athletes here. One is a cultural thing. And unfortunately, very often, handicapped people are not as well accepted, or do not feel as well accepted in society as they should be, and thus they do not go in public as much as I do. Second is the infrastructure here in terms of facilitating the sports is not 100% there yet. Hopefully it will come. There are a couple of clubs in Sharjah, there's a club in Dubai, Al Ain is quite strong. But we do not see people enough. I thought, honestly, after my first marathon 3 years ago, that I would encourage local people to come in. The organization of the Dubai Marathon does encourage locals to come in. There are 6 prizes for locals in racing wheelchairs. Yet, in the past 3 years, I haven't seen a single Emirati compete. And I find that sad, because I'd like to compete with them.
And for you, though, competing here, do you set yourself targets of what you'd like to achieve, or do you say, I'm just thrilled to be out here, get to the finish line, and whatever time I get, I say, good job?
My wife says, good job. Unfortunately, I'm a bit harder on myself, and I do set targets, and I have a long-term target to be able to be in the Paralympics in Rio 2016. And as such, I do need to achieve certain targets in order to be able to get into world championship races and accumulate the number of points in order to be able to participate in the Paras.
So that's a goal. So what is your target time then for Friday morning?
Last year, Rob, who's relatively good, a lot of training, did 2:18. My target is 2:18.
Have you done enough training, do you think?
No.
But for you, do you, so in a sense, what you're saying, you see yourself as very much a pathfinder for Paralympic sport here in the Middle East.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It is. I was looking yesterday at the number of participants from the Middle East in the Paralympics. And it's sad because the infrastructure in terms of roads and the money, the possible funds are there. And we've seen it last week with the football team, the UAE football team winning the Gulf Cup. That was a fantastic achievement. All Emiratis winning a cup. And they were showered with money. Now, I'd like a couple of Emiratis to win the Dubai Marathon and that the sports be showered with money. Because between this and basketball is a fantastic sport for disabled. Hand cycling is beautiful here, and there are beautiful ways, beautiful places to do hand cycling. Sheikh Mohammed just opened a cycling track going to back towards Bab al-Shams. Fantastic 80 kilometer loop, beautiful. But there is no quad rugby here. There is a lot of leagues that are not here, and I'd like to see that.